Is Jennifer Keaton a victim of the thought police? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Grad student Jennifer Keaton is suing Augusta State University, saying the school has threatened to kick her out of the College of Education's counselor education program because, as a Christian, she believes homosexuality is a chosen immoral lifestyle. Her professors ordered her to read more about homosexuality, get to know more gay people, and suggested she attend the local gay pride parade, but she's refused. She says she's never imposed her belief on clients, and to assume she can't provide competent counseling based on her opinions violates her right to free speech. Among the reader comments I saw posted on this story was this one, quote, "If she believes the earth is flat and the moon is made of green cheese, will she pass science?" Interesting question. Well, if she can suppress those charming beliefs long enough to pass the exams, why not? Now, of course, in Jennifer Keaton's case, the fear is that instead of counseling gay students, she would try to convert them. However, there's been no indication she's done that. At the same time, it's also true that counseling sessions are private, so you might not know if a student was harmed until it's too late. So what to do? How about this compromise? Since Jennifer hasn't been shy about disclosing her personal feelings in class, she should disclose those personal feelings to students seeking help so that they and their parents can freely choose. And in fact, thanks to the coverage of her story and the ubiquity of the internet, that's going to happen whether she wants it or not. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.